I met Peter Milhouse at the Polo Club. It's a nice building, especially inside where it reeks of old teak and old class and old Saratoga money. Some of those bygone days are back, but for a whole new class.
And how goes the gumshoeing? Or should I even ask?
You wanted to tell me something.
What would you like to drink?
Scotch. Straight.
A scotch for Danny Boy.
Glenfiddich.
Fine.
So I see you've been running around playing Inspector Clouseau.
You have something to say.
Vera Van Heusen. She's involved with an unsavory sort of fellow who goes about scamming naive and rich women.
He calls himself Rambo.
You did find something out on your own.
I took your tip about the cult he calls a Doppler effect. But I can't see the connection between that and your ex-wife's missing cat.
He tried to draw Vicky into his little scam.
He didn't succeed.
She saw him coming a mile away.
I have the impression Vera Van Heusen isn't easy to scam either.
Maybe not, but she's involved.
Do you know her husband?
Which one?
The one she calls the con man.
He was a rascal.
She told me you were trying to con her.
That little bitch.
You wanted to buy some lots she owns.
They're vacant. I offered her a fair price. What the hell?
She said there's more to it.
Keep your nose out of my affairs, Danny boy.
Well, thanks for the drink, Mr. Milhouse. Vera Van Heusen, she's a friend of yours.
Why?
She has something going on.
Danny, everyone has something going on.
Yeah, but she and Peter Milhouse, they're really trying to stick it to each other.
Maybe they had an affair. Maybe it didn't end well.
Is that what happened?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's all an act. Maybe everybody's just out there acting something.
You know, Danny, you don't have to act with me. You don't have to say anything. And you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Or maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you? You just put your lips together and blow.
Lauren Bacall, to have and have not.
I've been saving that just for you.
Thanks, babe. Hello?
It's Val. I'm coming into Saratoga tomorrow. Will I see you?
Yeah, sure. It depends, you know.
I have to quit this job. It's seeping into my pores. My friends call me Honey Glaze because I smell like a donut.
You better watch out. Some guy might bite you.
I wish he would. Can we have lunch tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, see you.
Your little jelly roll?
She just wants to get out of Gloversville.
Can't blame her.
Yeah, kids today, it's tough.
Personally, I'm convinced that alligators have the right idea. They eat their young.
Eve Arden, Mildred Pierce.
Maybe it's time you got married.
No, never. Never again.
You've never said anything about your first wife.
She was all numbers.
What do you mean?
My first wife was a second cook at a third-rate joint on 4th Street.
Ha ha, the glass key.
You got it. And I'm out of here. A summer night in Saratoga Springs. The tourists were back, the track was about to open, people were speaking Spanish out on the sidewalks. You'd look around, you wouldn't see anyone. Then you look down, and there's a couple of guys strutting along like little toughies. Jockeys were back. Don't get me wrong. I've seen them handle those thoroughbreds. Those horses are bred to be so high-strung, you gotta be tough.
Hey, Chief Inspector Boy.
Charlie Beeks.
You're looking for kitty catties?
Yeah.
Getting any hotter?
Maybe.
Hey, not a bad job looking for a rich dame's pussy. You're getting paid, right?
I'm doing okay.
Crazy times we're living in.
Charlie, it's always crazy.
You know, in Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed. But they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace. And what did they produce?
The cuckoo clock.
You knew that?
Orson Welles, Third Man.
Oh, you really know your noir.
Listen, Charlie, I gotta get some sleep.
You know, in this world, you turn the other cheek.
And you get hit with a lug wrench.
Damn!
Impact, Brian Donlevy.
You are really on tonight.
I've been rehearsing.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat.
Come on, crazy. James Cagney. Good night, Charlie.